Item 4 is a rezoning at 644 Bornell Street under file DAZ 216 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following items will also be heard at the same time. A variance at 644 Bornell Street under file DAB 15083372011D. Madam Chairperson, I have 8 people registered in support.
Okay, and there's nobody registered in opposition. Okay, and first we have Donovan Taves.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thank you, committee.
Can you just introduce?
Okay, I'm Donovan Taves, and with me is Henry Fast, who is the chairman of the MCC Community Assistance Center.
You sure know what?
MCC Community Assistance Center, Mennonite Central Committee.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm sorry? What was your name? His name?
Henry Fast.
Henry Fast, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's always a pleasure when nobody's registered in opposition, and it's such a rare thing, so we'll be brief and give you the information that we think may be suitable for your consideration for decision-making. The property is located, if you refer to the planner's report, it's got a nice aerial photo on page 10. If I can direct your attention to that, the property is outlined in white, and you can see that it's on Bernell Street, and it's adjacent to the Dairy Queen, which shows up just to the north of it on Sargent Avenue, and a couple other adjacent uses, commercial fronting on Sargent, residential fronting to or flanking on the sides of the operation. So Henry, I'd just like to give you a few comments in terms of MCC and what it does and what they're planning at the location, and then I'll offer a few concluding remarks, and we'll leave it to you.
I think before you, that one page, the brief summary of who we are. Our official name is the West End MCC Community Assistance Center, a nonprofit charitable organization that operate 2 thrift stores, 2 out of 4 in Winnipeg, the one being on Sargent Avenue, a few blocks from Bernell, and one on Selkirk Avenue. So we try to offer a friendly environment, outlet, with many volunteers, volunteering our time and talents. We receive donated, gently used goods to resell and recycle them, and thereby generating some income in support of the Mennonite Central Committee that has programs both locally and abroad. Our 2 stores are on Sargent and Selkirk, as I mentioned. Hours of operation are from 10 a.m. till 4 in the afternoon, 5 days a week. 1 day a week, on the 6th day, is when the store is closed, when volunteers do most of the pricing and sorting and restocking of shelves and so on. So they're closed Sunday and holidays. So we generate income for MCC, charitable purposes, and we also designate a small percentage, 5% of our gross sales, to local programs in Winnipeg, such as Winnipeg Harvest and Light and Youth Alive and so on. And then the balance is given to MCC here in Winnipeg. From time to time, there are other sort of social services that we provide. Students in the English as additional language from Red River College spend their practicum with us to give them practice in speaking a foreign language to them. And junior high school students come as part of their workday activity. And additionally to that, if there are hardship cases, someone has a house fire, or the new immigrants just getting settled, we provide some basic items, such as clothing, bedding, and furniture to them, if it's supported and verified by a social service agency. So that's basically what we do. And thank you for hearing our case.
Thank you.
There's just 3 more bullets at the bottom, and these are the rationale that we're providing with the committee in terms of to the committee. And really, these reflect. I noticed on page 8 of Mr. Robinson's report. There's quite a bit of overlap in terms of what we're saying here and what Mr. Robinson has said. But essentially that it's a split zoning. The property has a split zoning right now, which is generally something the city tries not to do anymore. And this application will clean that up. It's currently a residential and commercial split right through the building. So this application will clean that up. Even though there was a residential zoning, the land use was not used for residential. It was used for a seniors community center. Also, what's being proposed is of low volume and low intensity, and actually quite a number, and we think probably the majority of folks who make use of the thrift stores where MCC has them in their current locations, they actually arrive either by active transportation modes as opposed to car. So probably reasonable to expect a lower traffic volume than normally associated with retail uses. And then lastly, that the proposed use will contribute to community services that are available, contribute to community vitality. So, and then with respect to those were comments with respect to the rezoning, and then with respect to the variances that go with it, I believe we're dealing with those as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also on page 8 of the variance report, I would only echo that the first three variances reflect the current existing conditions of the site. So there's the building isn't changing at all. The MCC isn't proposing to change the building. So the reduced south side yard is an existing condition. No rear yard is an existing condition. The floor area ratio being slightly higher than is allowed in the zoning bylaw is an existing condition. And then the parking, which we were actually at the Senate Policy Committee on Infrastructure and Public Works this morning for a private approach, which was approved. It's a site constraint that we're working around. So those are the only comments I would offer in terms of the variances that go through zoning.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Yes.
Councilor Smith.
First of all, you have 6,224 square feet to be used for storage. It's a very large part of the building. I've been at your place across the street numerous times. I mean, it sounds to me like why would you have require all that storage?
Maybe storage isn't quite accurate. A lot of it is work areas. The goods come in, they need to be stored, first of all, they need to be sorted and priced and before it can go onto the floor. And it goes up and down, donations go up and down, so sometimes we have too much coming in and we're trying to sell it out the front door, but we need the space for a work area.
Okay. Also, you mentioned here, you've mentioned that and volunteer rooms may be available for community use. Can you explain how that would work?
Okay,
how do we get the community to know that there is a procedure to those rooms are available?
The square footage of this new property is not quite double what we have now at the Sargent store. And so we thought, well, maybe as we gradually grow the business, there might be some space like a boardroom that could be used by a community group, and we would make that known if that's what we want to do. But we haven't decided whether or not we will do that and when.
So you may not do it.
We may not do it. If we find that we need all the space for our own operation, then that'll be our priority.
Okay. Anything else?
No further questions.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can stand now. We have a number of people listed in support, and I'm just going to call out your name, and you can just, if you have something you want to say, you may, or you can just say you wish to be recorded in support. Dolores Lorenz, do you wish to say anything?
I could. It's exciting to me to have this. I'm Dolores Lorenz. I'm the vice president of the shop, and I've been with it for over 30 years that we've had it there. And I like that it is so close to the place that we are hoping to buy, because we have faithful customers who come in with their children, who come by carriage, who come by bike, who come and take their things home walking. I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like the right community for this kind of a place. And a lot of the extra space is just being just exciting our quilting ladies, because we have ladies who cut garments and use those patches and quilt and then sell the quilts or donate the quilts. So for us, it's exciting.
Are you keeping a place across the street?
Pardon me?
You're not going to be keeping a place on Sargent, are you?
No, we would have to sell that.
Yeah.
We would have to sell that. Okay. That's the plan.
Okay. Thank you very much. John Lawrence?
In support.
Thank you.
Good.
Owen Kramer?
Support.
Thank you. Don Reimer and Mary Reimer?
Support.
Thank you. Bill Reimer?
I'm in support too. I'm Secretary of that Executive on that. Echo the Lawrence.
Thank you. And sorry, I'm having trouble reading the writing here. Peter Pecos?
Peter,
sorry, I have trouble reading writing.
I didn't recognize you.
Do you wish to be registered in support, or do you have any?
I'm in support.
Okay. And is there anyone further who wishes to speak in support, or who has name has not been called? Anybody here in opposition to this? Then I think we're ready to proceed then. There's nothing to rebut.
Okay.
Councillor Smith.